It is October 18th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today's lead headline is SEC Chairman's Agenda Strains Resources, Internal Watchdog Finds, which should not be of any surprise to anyone who witnessed Mr. Gensler's work at the CFTC when he was chairman there. Working for Gary Gensler was like drinking from a fire hose. Why should it be any different at the SEC than at the CFTC? The man is a whirlwind of energy and ambition. He has added greatly improved mass communication skills to his quiver of skills. Sky News is reporting that UK Prime Minister Liz Truss has announced her resignation, thus answering the question of which will last longer, her as Prime Minister or a head of lettuce. She became the shortest-serving Prime Minister in UK history. We missed this story the other day, but Euromoney trade data has been rebranded as ETD. Interestingly, my division at the Price Futures Group was ETD, which stood for Electronic Trading Division. ETD is also an acronym for Exchange Traded Derivatives, which I did not know or was not a thing when I named my division at the Price Group. Good luck to the new ETD. In a currency that needs a rebrand, the Vietnam dong has declined for 10 straight days, its longest losing streak in 14 years. At least it's cheaper for David Nealis's travel over there as president of Eden Global Capital in Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City. There are lots of indices I don't know about, but one that surprised me was the DARK Index, kept by options analysis firm Squeeze Metrics. The headline from Bloomberg that caught my eye was, "DARK Pool Index Shows Epic Bearishness Among Retail Traders." Last Saturday, more than 6,000 people participated in the Chicago Architecture Center's open house Chicago tour of the Chicago Board of Trade building and the CBOE's trading floor and saw the new Open Outcry trading floor. John Tuttle, vice chairman at NYSE and president of NYSE Institute, is looking for an executive assistant. Details are available in the newsletter. Lori Bischel, Managing Director and Global Head of Corporate Communications at CME Group, was co-chair of the PageUp Annual Conference. PageUp is a communications organization uniting the world's best communicators to transform business for the better. Drew Mader is starting a new position as Managing Director, Head of Execution Consulting at Instanet Incorporated. Mader was previously Managing Director, Head of Execution Consulting for Fox River Execution Technologies, LLC. He had previously worked for Instanet from 1996 to 2002. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's Office of Administrative Law Judges is looking for a new Chief Administrative Law Judge for the Washington, D.C. office. Check out the details and apply with a link in today's newsletter. More Americans are applying for a second passport from an ancestral country, according to a Bloomberg story. Some of it has to do with COVID-19, some of it with political issues in the U.S. like abortion and other reasons. The idea intrigues me for some reason, maybe just as a hedge, as I see parallels to the history of 90 years ago happening again today, but this time in the U.S., I am just wondering if I can prove my ancestry to the Duchy of Grand Fenwick and get a passport from there. The social media company Tata2 SPA listed on Euronext Growth today, joining the Euronext Tech Leaders segment. Tata2 is a social media platform that rewards users with TTU coins, which can be used to bid for products and experiences on Tata2's e-commerce site and soon at affiliated merchants. You can view Euronext's announcement with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a news video from John Lothian News. JLN looks at Vantage, the no-code data visualization tool for U.S. and European equity markets from BMLL. Dr. Elliot Banks, the chief product officer of Level 3 data and analytics provider BMLL, spoke to John Lothian News recently about the firm's BMLL Vantage product. We asked Banks where the ideas for BMLL Vantage came from, and he told us that customers were asking for a tool to be able to visualize vast amounts of market data without having to hire data scientists who could code. The no-code Vantage product allows customers to get granular with Level 3 data without a full-blown coding environment. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Liz Truss resigns as UK Prime Minister. Tory leader forced to quit after just 45 days in office. Liz Truss was on Thursday forced to quit as UK Prime Minister, drawing to a dramatic close 45 days in office that saw her preside over an economic meltdown and catastrophic damage to the ruling Conservative Party. Truss was told to quit by senior party figures on Thursday morning, leaving bitterly divided Tory MPs facing the prospect of having to choose a third prime minister in a matter of months. My comment, let us guess who the next prime minister the UK can muster up is. I relish these changes. Here's another story from the Financial Times. LME's Russian metal dilemma threatens market turmoil. Users urge exchange to bar Russian commodities from warehouses. Traders are pushing the London Metal Exchange to stop accepting Russian metal, fearing the warehouses will become a stockpile for unwanted material that distorts global prices for commodities like aluminum and copper. The push has pitted users of the world's largest metals exchange against each other and comes at a critical time as metal producers and buyers gather in London next week to finalize their contracts for supplies for the next year ahead. For the exchange, the dilemma constitutes another problem in a challenging year in which it has enraged some of its biggest users. It is already facing lawsuits from hedge fund Elliott Management and market maker Jane Street over its decision to cancel several hours' worth of nickel contracts during a historic surge in prices in March. My comment, alumina for sale, cheap. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Star Wars actor Hamill's campaign sends 500 drones to Ukraine. Luke Skywalker is leading an army of drones to war. It reads like a synopsis of the next installment in the Star Wars franchise, but it's happening in real life. Actor Mark Hamill, who played the Jedi character in George Lucas's original Star Wars trilogy that debuted in 1977, is serving as a fundraising ambassador for Ukraine's Army of Drones project in its fight against Russia's invasion after getting a request from President Volodymyr Zelensky last month. My comment. The headline is just so funny and bizarrely backwards from a Star Wars perspective, I had to include it. Here's a story from the Washington Post. Who is Anna May Wong, the first Asian American on U.S. currency? The first piece of U.S. currency to carry the likeness of an Asian American will begin shipping on Monday, according to the U.S. Mint. On the tail side of a new quarter will be the Chinese-American actress Anna May Wong, chin resting on her hand, framed by the bright lights of a marquee sign, the mint said. Wong's coin is the fifth in a series of quarters to feature prominent American women. There has been overwhelming demand, and most of the coins are already sold out, according to the mint's website. My comment. Do Republicans know? Who did she replace? Here's another story from Bloomberg. Americans are using their ancestry to gain citizenship in Europe. A growing number of U.S. citizens are acquiring EU passports to expand their options for work, life, and travel. A growing number of Americans are applying for EU citizenship, taking advantage of their ancestry to gain a new passport and expand their options for work, life, and travel. There were 3,284 Americans who applied for an Irish passport in the past 6 months of the year, more than double the same period of 2021, according to government statistics. Demand for Italian and German passports has also increased exponentially, according to several citizen consultancy firms. At the New York Italian Consulate, the wait list has 3,700 people on it. My comment. I am of Scottish, Irish, German, French, English, and Scotch-Irish ancestry, as far as I know, without having had a DNA test. Which country should I choose? Here's another story, this one from ABC News. Bodies of water all over North America are drying up due to drought, climate change experts. Earlier this year, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicted that the 22-year mega drought affecting the West would not only intensify, but also move eastward. Jeff Bergstrom's comment, we keep reading about people moving away from Chicago, one of the few cities that has all of the water. Enjoy Florida. Here's another story, this one from Sky News. World's second richest man, Bernard Arnault, sells private jet so climate activists can't track him. The world's second richest man has said he has sold his private jet so no one can see where I go after being tracked by climate activists on Twitter. Jeff Bergstrom's comment, first world problems, we can all sympathize. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was the Wall Street Journal's Wall Street Traders or Washington Officials? Sometimes it's hard to tell. The subtitle is, 7 dozen senior executive branch employees disclosed a total of 80,000 stock and fund trades in the past 6 years. Second was Bloomberg's John Mack, who led Morgan Stanley into crisis, regrets little. I have effing killed it, he writes in a memoir. Third was Bank of Ireland introduced paid menopause leave for employees, also from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline reads, SEC Chairman's Agenda Strains Resources, Internal Watchdog Finds. Flurry of regulatory proposals has drawn staff away from other projects, Inspector General says. The Securities and Exchange Commission's fast-paced rulemaking agenda under Chairman Gary Gensler has stretched staff resources, and some officials worry it could increase the risk of lawsuits, the agency's internal watchdog said in a recent report. In meetings with the SEC's Inspector General, managers at the agency expressed concerns about short deadlines for staff to draft proposed rules and for public stakeholders to submit comments on them, according to the October 13th report. Mr. Gensler's rulemaking teams have borrowed staff from across the agency, making it difficult to complete other parts of the SEC's mission, managers reported. And then the second one is from Bloomberg, the headline. Nouriel Roubini foresees an ugly mix of the 1970s and the global financial crisis. Dr. Doom seems much worse to come. Investors hoping the Federal Reserve will reverse some of the biggest interest rate hikes in decades call it a pivot Economist Nouriel Roubini calls it wimping out. In an interview with the Odd Lots podcast, the CEO of Roubini Macro Associates and author of the new book, Mega Threats, 10 Dangerous Trends That Imperil Our Future and How to Survive Them, says the market and economic pain caused by rate increases will be too much to bear for central banks. They'll eventually give up on their monetary policy tightening before inflation is ever defeated. And then the third story is also from Bloomberg. The headline, FTX US will decide what counts as crypto security, CEO Bankman-Fried says. The US arm of crypto trading giant FTX will begin conducting its own analysis to determine whether assets are securities before listing them, founder Sam Bankman-Fried said in a blog post published on Wednesday. While U.S. regulators have said some tokens like Bitcoin aren't securities, there are a number of which are unclear, the crypto executive wrote. Until there's more clarity on the issue, FTX U.S. will have its legal team conduct an analysis on each asset it wants to list under a decades-old framework for assessing whether something is a security, known as the Howey test, Bankman-Fried added. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.